This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum, and we're in Accra, Ghana. And I just came from meeting with the Ghanaian chess community, and I was invited by George Arkodadze, and I actually have him with me. We just, came from, they had a rapid tournament and also a blitz tournament, and it was great fun, and I really enjoyed myself. But we're going to ask Arkodadze a few questions about Ghanaian chess, and then, hopefully we'll bring more attention to the Ghanaian chess scene. So, Mr. Arkodadze, how are things going in Ghana?
I'm fine. Things are going fine in Ghana.
So how was the tournament today, the rapid tournament? In your view, was it satisfactory?
Yes, it was satisfactory. More so when I saw some of the top players also draw or lose to some of the lowly rated players, which showed some improvement in the game of those who were lowly rated.
So who won the events today?
But incidentally, the top rated player still carried the day. That's Koju Hasford. He won both the blitz and the rapid. He won with 5 points out of six in each case. 5 points out of six rounds. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Ghana's federation is not exactly new, but how many players would you say that you have?
Countrywide, I think we should be talking about 200 people who are actively playing chess. Yeah, around about 200. Yeah.
And where are most of them situated? In Accra?
Yeah, most of them are in Accra. Accra, then we talk of Kumasi, then Takoradi. These three places, you find chess being played mostly. Uh-huh. But my wish or my motive will be to get all the 10 regional centers actively playing chess. So I have a strategic plan that is how to get these things done. In fact, the Kasparov Chess Foundation is supposed to be sponsoring us or supporting us, but the initiative had been taken by the chess in schools and communities in the UK. They sent us some sets with which we'll be starting pilot programs to introduce their games to certain cluster of schools, and currently they are offloading the support to the Kasparov Chess Foundation South Africa to take care of the funding. We've not received anything yet, but we are only hoping upon hope. When we get anything, we'll project the game countrywide.
Do you have any young up-and-coming players in Ghana?
Yes. In fact, somewhere in August, we will be doing a chess clinic for the youth, the young, the under-16s, under-18s, and under-12. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get them together, and then we'll get them actively playing every time around. I mean, it will be the first of its kind. And then we hope to get the high schools, most of them get buying into the game, making it part of the curriculum. Yeah, they have curriculum so that they will actually get to know the benefits of the game of chess. Yes, it goes a long way in improving the child's mind. Uh-huh. And there are so many schools that are actually approaching the association, the Ghana Chess Association, for assistance or to introduce it into the schools. So it is also one direction that I will be embarking on immediately I finish with this countrywide projection of the game.
Well, my next question is dealing with also development of certain segments of players, most notably women. Do you have many women active in Ghanaian chess?
Yeah, that is one big problem that we have. We have a set of players whom we'll say are members of the national ladies team, but we don't have a lot of women playing chess. Mm-hmm. Maybe in our campaign to project the game countrywide, we may actually get some more women coming into the game. I've had a couple of calls from individuals who actually play. We're playing in the US and they are back in the country, and like they don't get people to play with, especially the women I'm talking about. So I'm sure there are some women out there who play. And in this age of computers, I'm sure there are some who play the game on the machine, on the computer sets, but they don't really get opportunity to come out and play. So we plan launching a very vigorous campaign to attract them and to come out and play in the tournaments, in the regular tournaments. But the point is, sponsorship is the bane, and immediately we get good support from the corporate body, we will get things rolling.
Right. So let me ask you about the activities of the national team. I met the Ghanaian teams in Dresden, I believe, 2008, and also just this past Olympiad in Turkey. How long has the Ghanaian Federation been in existence?
It was set up in the late 60s, right? And it has been, in fact, it has been in existence since then. The game has been active, but the first time we had the opportunity to go for the Olympiad was in 1986. If I recall, yes, in Dubai. That was the first time we had the opportunity to present a team. Subsequently, we've not actually played competitive chess till, but there was one youth championship that one player participated. Apart from these two tournaments, there was a whole time of no activity, I mean international activity, till the Dresden.
Okay.
Yeah, so after Dresden, they went to Khanty-Mansiyk and then Turkey. So we've now become active. But assuming my position as the chess president, I actually pushed for all these outings to actually come to fruition. Dresden, though I was not there, but I sponsored some of the players, because I personally sponsored some of the players, because they couldn't raise enough funds to send the whole team. Initially they were playing two boards, and then so losing on the two other boards.
I remember that.
Exactly. So I had to fund Hasford. So Hasford joined them later.
I thought that was there a visa issue also with the Ghanaian player?
No, I don't think there was a visa issue.
Okay. Or he just
funding.
Came late.
He came late.
Okay.
It was funding.
I heard that he came late because he was denied a visa initially.
He wasn't denied a visa. I had to push. I had some German friends who were working with me, and they assisted, and he only got to go late. That's
right.
All about it. Yes.
Okay.
So he joined up late.
So you're looking forward to
Norway
next year.
Yes, next year.
So do you have anybody that's going to train the team, or is it just? You have your own training sessions.
We have our training sessions. It's like a collective a group that is actually working towards improving themselves. We should engage but a couple of Eastern European players have opted to come in as coaches or trainers for our team prior to some of the Olympiads, but it is not something that we have actually ever engaged in, and it also calls for money payment.
Exactly.
I mean, they are asking for money, which I know it's not an idea that the sports authority will buy into immediately, but what we would do in the future will be to really get a national coach, get some seasoned, maybe a retired grandmaster or something, a seasoned player to come in and help us. We hope to do this through the cultural exchange with the embassies that we have in here. So I know the minister hopes to make some moves or contact the embassies, their cultural attachés, to assist us with maybe a grandmaster from, let's say, Russia or Czechoslovakia or something, attached him to the chess association, and he will assume coaching the team naturally. So that is an idea, that's a plan actually.
And as you have we talk about technology and the internet and There are all kinds of ways to train now.
Right.
You know, without having to fly somebody in.
I agree with you.
Also training matches with other federations, that might be an option that you'll have. So apparently things are looking pretty bright for Ghana in the coming years. And this is my third time here, and I got a chance to play a little bit of chess here, and you know, a little rusty, a little tired too from my weeks here, but I really enjoyed it, and I thank you for your hospitality.
Yeah,
and
it was good to have you too.
Is there anything you want to leave with the Chess Drum audience?
Oh, keep faith. Keep up the faith with Chess Drum. Chess Drum all the way. I'm in love with Chess Drum.
Well, I appreciate it. All right. Okay. So that's going to wrap up our interview. And this is Daim Shabazz with Joy Charco Dadzi. And we're signing off in Accra, Ghana. Thank you.